I'm going to start the recording back up again, and we will get to some coaching and some questions. So, packing for a Mexico beach getaway. This is Judy. I listened to coaching about seeing how I want to feel flying back. Any suggested hacks to have control with salty chips and guacamole? Okay, so I want you to do what you said, where think about how you want to feel coming back on the plane back from Mexico. And then, okay, I want to feel accomplished. So how do I need to think the whole week with chips and guacamole, with margaritas, with whatever it is? How do I need to feel that? How do I need to think this week to feel accomplished on the way home? And it could even just be a thought, I want to feel accomplished. Is this choice going to help me feel accomplished on the plane ride home? That's an amazing question to ask yourself every day of your vacation. So that's the work that I want you to do, the journaling that I want you to do, is you don't need a hack. You need a thought of, is this going to help me feel accomplished on the way home or not? And that will help you make the choices that you want to make. All right. I noticed my pattern in me being impulsive. I get impulsive with my reaction to my kids and then impulsive with eating. How can I work on this? Pause. When you realize that you're feeling impulsive, that is a red flag. That is there's your sign that I need to stop. I got to stop. I got to take a pause. And that's going to take practice, because you may already have the food in your mouth when you realize you've been impulsive, or you may have already yelled at your kids once when you realize you're being impulsive. But just you saying that you're impulsive, you're aware of it. I know you're aware of it. And so the next time you realize, oh, I'm being impulsive here, I need to take a pause. I need to step away from this situation for a minute. I need to go to the bathroom and wash my hands. I need to just remove myself, either physically or mentally or both, from the situation. Because when you're impulsive, that's coming from a thought of, I need to do this now. I can't stop myself. Ooh, it says my internet is unstable. I hope it's okay. But you always are in control of what's going on. You can always stop. And you got to prove to yourself that you can do that. So that's what I want you to work on. Nope, there's not a call for DSB today, Laurel. Just check your email, check the calendar, the PNP Tribe calendar, and those calls don't start until later on, but there's not one today. I had lunch with a friend who lost a ton of weight on medication. All week I've been struggling because I know if I do it with PNP, it will stay off, but I keep getting thoughts about if I use the med, I will get to my goal quicker. How do I work through these thoughts to stay on course? Okay, so you know you kind of have these two things that you're weighing, right? You know that one of them is not, you're not sure what you want to do, right? You're in this questioning mode, and that's good news that you're just questioning. You're just kind of thinking about it right now. And it's really a matter of asking yourself what you want. Do you want it to stay off? Or do you want it off quicker? That's the decision to make. It's very binary, right? It's one or the other. Now, there are definitely things you can do with PNP to speed up your process, you know, leveling up and all that kind of stuff. But again, your body is going to decide ultimately when it releases the weight. But then we also have the benefit of losing weight the way that you will live it for the rest of your life. And so we have that. So you just have a decision to make. I was just talking about a decision a minute ago, right? A lot of you all are sitting in indecision. And I say this because, I'm right there with you sometimes. I've done a lot of work on that. So one time I've done this work. One time I just literally made a list of all the decisions that I needed to make. And it was, I'd made that list and I was like, okay, I hadn't even made any decisions yet, but I at least got it out of my head. And it was things like, you know, am I going to go on this trip or something? Or am I going to say yes or no to this person who asked me to do something? Another one was, where am I going to hang this picture in my house? Right? We don't even realize all of the hanging, like, you know, they used to talk about hanging chads, all of the hanging chads that we have. What are your hanging chads? And how could you knock out a few of them just right away? Like, I literally, when I go home, I could say, okay, my husband, Brad, will you help me? I've decided I'm hanging this picture right here. And just, you know, he can help me. Because apparently I don't know how to hammer a nail onto a wall. But, and that's part of my issue. But it is amazing when you make one decision, your brain, the gears start turning and you start making more and more and more decisions. So that's what I want you to do, is just make a decision and then move forward from a place of decisiveness. Prior to joining PNP, I've always carried emergency food with me on trips, especially breakfast and snacks that I knew were okay for me. Now I'm trying to get over surrounding myself with food instead of relying on my 2-2. What's a good balance between these two approaches? So here's the thing. You're still calling it emergency food because you're still thinking that hunger is an emergency. Is hunger an emergency? That's what you've really got to work on. Because if you're still calling it an emergency food, you're still thinking that hunger is an emergency. And it's a process, right? It's just something that I want you to continue to ask yourself. And if you say yes, okay. Now, we could all starve to death, but that's going to take a while, right? But you're living in fear. What are you scared of? That's what I want you to work on. What are you scared of? I used to be in hunger as an emergency camp. I had some blood sugar issues. I'd have me a little episode every once in a while, like literally like every 6 months. But I just lived in fear of that happening again. But here's the thing. Maybe it was going to happen again, but I would be okay, right? I would still be okay. And so we have to face our fears and figure out what we're really scared of. Yeah. So that's what I want you to work on. And then that can help you find that good balance between the two approaches, is to really face your fears. And then also start practicing not having food with you and feeling scared and proving to yourself that you'll be okay. My online personal trainer is through a company called Trainiac, T-R-A-I-N-I-A-C, Trainiac. But if you just Google, I literally Googled online personal trainer, and there's several good companies out there. All right, we're going to get into some coaching. Mary is up first. We got Mary, McChill, and DB Clark. So, Mary, you're up first. And then if I have time, I'll get back to questions. I definitely want to get in some coaching. Are you there, Mary? I'm going to ask you to start your video. Are you there? I don't hear you. Make sure. Wait, are you there? Hello? Okay, I'm going to take you back down to attendee. Raise your hand again. See if I could get you back up again. McChill is up next. There you are. Hi. Oh, I can't hear you. Hold on. Okay, are you there? Let's see. I don't hear you. No. You might need to go into your settings for your audio on your computer. I'm going to have you look at it and I'll bring you back up too. I want to make sure it's not on my side. I want to get somebody up here. Corey. Are you there? Corey?
There you are. Yes. Hi. How are you?
Good. Good. I was getting a little paranoid like it was on my side, but.
It just took a minute to pop up.
Yes. Yes. Okay. What's going on?
So I joined December 28th. Mm-hmm. And I've been a Weight Watcher for a bazillion years. And I was like, I had lost 50 pounds once, 65 a second time.
Oh, that sounds like me. I have that history.
Gained it all back plus a bazillion. Mm-hmm. And so when I joined, you know, I was like, oh, yes, I can totally do this. I've been, as I call, a stalker of PMP for over 3 years, listening to the podcasts and following Facebook. But I am really struggling. Like, okay. I feel like, you know, doing the points forever, you know, you knew that a cup of X was going to be X points, but now it's, and I doing my Marco Polo accountability group, you know, they're like, do a realistic plan, stop messing around with this, trying to be a perfectionist, but I can't help that. That's my nature. So,
okay. So let's go back to Weight Watchers, right?
Okay.
Because it sounds to me like you're still like, well, but with points, I was certain. It's this certainty kind of
yes.
thing. Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Totally.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
So you're kind of, it's Corinne talks about kind of, like you're having an affair with Weight Watchers. Like
you have this
perfection,
totally.
You know, this like, but Weight Watchers was so great. Well, if Weight Watchers was so great, you would still be doing it.
Totally.
But you also told me that you have lost and gained and lost and gained with Weight Watchers.
Right.
So Weight Watchers is not perfect, right? It's not the greener grass on the other side.
Sure.
So I think, and again, this kind of goes back to the decisiveness thing where it's like, I am going to quit thinking about Weight Watchers because it didn't work for me.
Yeah.
And I think it might even be good for you to like make a list of why it didn't work for you. Because again, you're still fantasizing about Weight Watchers being so much better than this. And so you need to break up with Weight Watchers, right?
Yeah. Well, and it's not that it's so much better. It's that, you know, I got really cocky, you know, like after I had lost my weight, I was like, oh, okay, I don't need to go to the meeting. I don't need to do this. I don't need to do that. And now I'm in the headspace where it's like, okay, I can do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm awesome. I weigh myself every single day. Mm-hmm. Thursday, I start getting loose. So like I said, I get cocky. Mm-hmm. Friday morning, I'm doing this like prayer to the weight loss gods when I get on the scale to weigh in from my Friday. You know, God, please let me have lost something. And then Saturday, Sunday, I'm off the rails. And then Monday, it's tightened up again.
Okay, so here's what I hear. Congratulations. You have got 3 out of 7 days. Good to go.
Okay.
What amazing. I mean, and this is where the perfectionism, you got to let it go. Right.
Okay.
I've got 3 days figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Yay me.
Okay.
And you do, right? You've got 3 days of PNP
totally.
Figured out. And now I'm going to, my goal for February is to get that day 4 figured out.
Yes. Yes. And I say that I'm a nerd. I love office supplies and my journal. But what I was thinking is, trying to figure out a way. I don't know if anybody else maybe has done this or if you've heard of anybody where you've taken the spiral off and put it into a binder, because I've already purchased it. I don't want to have to re-download and then print anything off.
Yeah, you could do that. You could do that.
Okay.
But here's the thing. That's not what we mean. That's
totally separate thing.
Yeah. That's actions, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yep.
Why are you wanting to take the pages out? Right?
Because yeah, I want to be able to put in like my discovery work pages.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. Right.
But just again, decide on that and okay. do that where you're okay. not thinking about that anymore. Right.
Sure.
Where that's not an issue.
Yeah. Because and I had, sorry to cut you off. There yeah. were several things and I don't want to hog up everybody
okay.
else's
okay.
time. But there I saw on the Facebook page, someone had taken a box. It was like this big. Some people were calling it a tackle box, but I went to Walmart and got a beading organizer box and did like snacks. So it's like a portable charcuterie, if you will, where, that was very helpful.
Why?
And it would hold.
Why was it helpful?
Because I had a variety and I didn't feel like, oh, I only get a little baggie of baby carrots. Whereas with this thing, I had carrots and grapes and tomatoes and olives and pickles and crackers and cheese. And that is my, like, that's my jam.
That's fine. Right. Mm-hmm. But I want you to ask yourself, why don't I just work on my thoughts around just having baby carrots?
Okay. Yeah. Cause I feel like that's like total diet food, you know, cause I was a competitive gymnast when I was eight years old.
Instead of baby carrots, why don't you have the cheese and crackers?
Well, I have that in the snack tray.
Yes.
So I feel like, okay, I'm not depriving myself,
okay.
But yeah. But I mean, I've essentially been on a diet since I was 8 years old. And this is the heaviest that I've been. So it's always been a struggle with the thoughts around food. And
that's,
you know,
what I really want you to think about.
Okay.
Because what if, you know, we can put all these things in place, right? But it's all
sure.
about why we need to put them in place. What if I just committed to, okay, I'm going to have a snack of cheese and crackers. That's what I like.
Okay.
And it's this commitment to, okay, there are going to be some days I don't feel like cheese and crackers. I don't feel like baby carrots or whatever it is.
Sure.
And that's okay, because I'm working on just making a commitment and not having to want to do everything, not having everything feel amazing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But what does feel amazing is this reason I've got for doing this.
Sure.
So it's just like, again, it's just practicing, not necessarily putting things in place to avoid really dealing with what the real issue is, okay, there are days where I don't want to eat what I planned.
Right. Yes. That's the big, big one.
And
that's
so
exactly right.
I am going to practice planning something. And the moment coming where here are these cheese and crackers sitting here, mm-hmm. and I don't feel like eating them, and they're not fun, and
yeah.
and I am going to just do it anyway, because that is the work. That's the work.
Yes.
Doing things when you don't feel like it.
Yeah. I guess that's part of the adulting process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just recognize when you're kind of avoiding doing that.
Okay.
And that's because, again, you can give yourself options. You can give yourself a few options.
Sure.
But then it's just thinking, but you know, there's going to come a time when you've planned something and you don't feel like it. And I want you to know that that's coming and realize, oh, that's going to be an amazing learning opportunity.
Yes.
For me to just feel, I don't want this, like something crappy happened at work and I was looking forward to lunch and this just ickiness. but I'm going to do it anyway because of this, because this is what I really want.
Right.
And food doesn't have to be a party in my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. And I heard you saying that earlier in the beginning of the call. Yeah. It's very, you know, like every morning I'm like, okay, today's the day. Okay. Today's the day. So it's a matter of been like, I would say for like the last 2 weeks, it's been, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. And I really am looking forward to the start of a new month. I'm trying very hard for it. Yes. To be exciting, but not to be okay. Today's Monday. I'm going to start today.
Well, but here we go, because I like to call myself a recovering perfectionist, right? What you're saying is, I want to ask you, you're saying today's the day what? What's the rest of that sentence? Today's the day I what?
Drink the water, do the plan.
Today is the day that I do it perfectly.
Yeah.
That's what you're telling yourself, and that's a lie. Those are lies.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lie. What if there was no way to do it perfectly?
Okay.
And you've got to get okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right there with you. But the good news is that we don't have to do this perfectly.
Sure. So then when you were starting off and trying to get over this perfectionism, what was like one thing that really set it apart?
Yeah, I kept thinking there were a few really big power thoughts for me when I was losing weight. I've talked about them a lot, but one of them was, it just gives me chills thinking about it, because that perfectionism would come in, this, you know, but I want to do it perfectly, but I need to do it perfectly. And I would say, what if I didn't believe that? Like, what if that wasn't true? What if that wasn't true? What if all this Weight Watchers, everything else has not worked for me. And so what if I just need to do it differently this time? What if I just need to trust this process? What if I just need to trust this process, even though I don't quite believe in it yet? Mm-hmm. Even though I'm still thinking I need to do it perfectly to be successful.
Sure.
But what if I just give it a try? If I just give it a go with something different, because what I've been doing before hasn't worked, because here I am still not having lost the weight. And so a big one was, I'm just going to do it differently this time. I'm just going to drop the perfectionism. I'm just going to take it slow. I'm just going to, not have the, huge expectations or whatever it was. And then the other power thought was, I doubt it, but I do it. And so I would, wake up in the morning, I would feel all this doubt, I would question the process, but that never kept me from doing a plan every day and eating, and I'm not saying I was ever, we're not talking about perfectionism here, but I would stay in action with something, because, when we feel doubt, when we question the process, a lot of times we can just freeze up, right? That just keeps us so stuck. That's where you are, right?
Yep.
We're just in this stuckness. And
yes.
I said, no, I can feel the doubt. I can question the process, but that's not going to keep me from doing things. And whether it's just bare minimum some days and a few other things another day, but I'm not going to let those feelings of doubt, those feelings of uncertainty, those feelings of whatever it is, keep me from moving forward. Overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let those feelings keep me from doing these actions. I doubt it, but I do it.
Yeah. I just actually wrote that down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Because I, you're just right where I was about 5 years ago with, I was thinking about Weight Watchers. I was resisting the process.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I mean, I'm setting these goals. Like, my goal every week is to lose a pound. My goal for the month is to lose 5 pounds. My ultimate goal is to lose 50 pounds. And that's not been happening. I mean, and in realistic in the realistic world, I'm grab-assing. I'm, you know, doing, you know, in the moment, I don't want that. I want the ice cream, but I've put it in the smaller bowl and done those tricks, which I have been losing, but it's like 0.4, 0.8. Hey, I'll take it. But, and I've gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, you need to do the realistic goal.
Right.
Because, wow. Yeah, so that part
and,
I can
and the goal. The goal doesn't have to be weight, right? It could just be, okay, I do a 1% level up every day, or I work on, like I was saying, I work on a fourth day every week.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
My plan, right? I work on, you know, and actually in the Massive Action Line, that was one thing I didn't talk about. Or I didn't kind of finish talking about is that we want you all to look at your data from last month and choose one thing to focus on. So whether it's your water, your sleep, or following your plan one more day each week, one thing to really focus on, and that's your goal each week. But here's the thing. What if you don't reach your goal?
Yeah.
No, and I want you to answer that. What if you
well,
don't
that's, okay, that's scary to me. That is scary because I then feel like I have let myself down.
Right. Right. So that, and that's, I mean, that's never going to get you very far. Right. I mean,
yeah,
I mean, it's like, okay. So you've got to change your answer to that. Okay. What if I don't reach my goal? What if I set, you know, even if I set a weight loss goal, now you're working on it because you said, okay, I set a goal for a pound each week, but I'm only losing 0.5. Well, that's progress, right? You want to think about what you make it mean if you don't reach your goal each week. And
sure.
If you make it mean that fail, that it's not working for you or whatever it is, then that's never going to get you moving forward very, very quickly. So it's got to be, okay, I didn't reach my goal, and this is what we do with Hello Scale worksheet and everything else. I didn't reach my goal, but what progress did I make this week or this month?
Okay.
Right. That's what moves us forward, is focusing on the positive. What are some things that went right this week? All that, I mean, that's, and it's all, those are all the questions, you know, that we ask in that Hello Scale worksheet. And you could use that for any goal if it's not weight loss.
Sure.
It's, you know, okay. So I didn't follow my plan for 4 out of 7 days like I'm working on. Why not? What did I learn? What progress did I make? How did I move forward? I learned this or that, right? It's like you can always move forward with learning something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I know that you had touched on the Massive Action Plan in the beginning of the call. Where do I find that?
Is that
one of the download pages or?
No, Massive Action Line is the email that you get every Sunday from us.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Massive Action Line newsletter.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was
talking. And you know what? I think that I'm going to have to email support because because it usually comes out in the morning, right?
No, it comes out at noon. It comes out at noon.
Okay, then I didn't get it.
So check, just email support at pmptribe.com and Anna can get you fixed up and she can check your email address and make sure that all that's working. Perfect. And then she'll get it going to you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Good questions. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye, Betsy.
Okay. McChill, let's see if we can get you back on. Are you there? I think I hear something. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I can hear you.
I changed my device. I went to my iPad, so it's like.
Good. I'm glad we got you back on. Okay, what's going on?
Well, the call before is perfect because that's exactly, pretty much what I'm calling about. And the scale isn't moving the way that I wanted to move. I have 3 months of habit trackers and So I've got some data here.
What's going on?
My two to two. So last weekend, my accountability partner flew up here to Portland and we had a PMP weekend. It was great. We focused on, we really talked about the hunger scale and we went out to eat and we practiced. Somehow I think like if I have four great days, that the scale should go down 3 pounds.
Interesting.
You know? And so I have a lot of thoughts around the scale and how, if it doesn't go down the way I want it to, it's like, what am I doing wrong? But I'm looking at my data and it's like 52% of the time I'm at hunger scale.
Yeah.
So the other part I'm not, 56% of the time I'm following my 24-hour plan. So there's work to be done. I'm writing it every day. I'm, you know, us going over it, assessing it. I'm doing all those things, but those are two areas that are.
Okay.
So I need guidance. Like, where do I go from here? And
well, where do you think you go from here?
Dialing in on my hunger.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I just said. I was just talking about, right? Where it's just like, you just one thing. And I mean, for you, it's just choose the plan, you know, making the plan as realistic as possible so you can follow it, or really focus on your hunger scale for February. What's it going to be?
Hunger scale.
Hunger scale. Okay. So, and the negative two or the positive two side?
I don't know. I think the negative two probably is a better place to start, like not eating when I'm not hungry.
Yes.
Which, you know, lunchtime in my day, because I'm a teacher, so it comes at noon and it's like, okay, I gotta.
It's time to eat.
Yes.
It's time to eat, right? So yeah, but I want everybody to notice kind of what I'm doing, right? Like I'm drilling it down. So I'm saying, okay, is it going to be plan or hunger scale, right? Not both. Is it going to be negative two side or positive two side, right?
Okay.
You want to choose the smallest thing to work on. Your brain's not going to want to, it's not going to like that, right? It's going to say, oh no, we need to do everything all at one time.
Yes. That's me. All or nothing.
All or nothing.
My struggle.
But no, this is some amazing practice and I was just talking about that gray area, right? That's where weight loss happens. It doesn't happen in the black or white side. This is your opportunity to practice living in the gray of, okay, my brain's going to say we should be doing more. This couldn't possibly be enough. All of
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Right?
That restrictive.
Yes.
All or nothing. Got to hunker down.
And that's, I mean, how has that worked for you in the past?
Good, because I joined in April and I've been going within this 10-pound range and it's like, it's not working for me. And so.
And so you got to keep reminding yourself, okay, that black or white bullshit didn't work. It's so interesting though, how our brain just fights us on that, right? It's like.
Big time.
But it's like, no, okay, gray. No, think of my gray hair. Gray, right?
Me too.
Yes. Everybody's got a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So no, I'm focusing on the gray. And I'm being okay with just still hearing my brain going, I don't know about this. You know, I'm kind of doubting this process, but I'm still moving. Just, you know, I doubt it, but I do it, right? So you are going to focus on only, you know, just totally on your negative two. And so, but let's get specific. So you're a teacher and you're eating, like lunchtime is coming and you're not necessarily at your negative two.
No, right. Sometimes.
So what are you going to do?
Go ahead. Sorry.
So what's, you know, we're getting down to the action line, right? So what are you going to do in the future to not eat before you get to negative two?
Wait. Mm-hmm. And if like, I'm just thinking, if noon comes and it's time to eat and I'm used to eating, waiting until school's out at 3 is not gonna, in Corinne's words, I'm not gonna get pregnant or
die. Now, do you usually eat breakfast?
I usually eat breakfast. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I mean, it's sort of half and half. It's like been just a cup of coffee.
Something you're going to kind of have to play with, right? But I mean, there's definitely, and Corinne and Kathy did a podcast, the public podcast specifically, yeah, this with, like, you know, teachers and nurses and, you know, shift, yeah, workers and things like that. And they, and gave, yeah, all ideas. And it's like, okay, I'm going to, you know, you could try eating a smaller breakfast. So, yeah, eating breakfast to maybe a zero, you know, or a plus one, so that, oh, you could maybe get to negative two when it's time for you to eat lunch.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I never even thought of eating, yeah, to a zero or a one.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's the, I mean, you know, and again, that's where our black and white is like, oh no, we need to eat to plus two every single time. Right. But it's like when we kind of open up our minds to, all right, if I'm just thinking about the negative two side right now, that's all I'm focusing, mm-hmm, on this month, then how could I work on that? And so, yeah, so kind of experiment with a smaller breakfast or no breakfast and see what happens. And just really keep your data, you know, really keep lots of data in terms of how you feel, where your brain goes, all that kind of stuff. And see what happens.
Okay.
So yeah, it's definitely not a matter of, you know, it's again, the black and white, our mind goes to, well, okay, we're going to have to get really hungry to figure this out, right?
Or, yes. I'm going to starve. I'm just going to fast.
Figuring this out.
Yeah.
But
that's where my brain goes.
Yes. Because that's the, you know, the black or the white or whichever side it is, right? What if we were in this gray and there were other options, you know, there were other possibilities. And so I definitely want you to go and listen to that podcast. I'll definitely find that and put,
okay,
it
on show. I probably did, but I need to sit and, yeah, listen, like not in the, on the commute, yes, but take some notes on it.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you could even just search teachers. I think it's called something about teachers.
Yeah. Okay.
Podcast, but I'll find it and I'll put it in the show notes too.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just think about that in terms of your life, your schedule, and how it can work for you. But the whole thing, it has to come from a thought of, I'm living in the gray area, right? I'm figuring this out. I'm going to make mistakes and learn from them. I'm not, yeah, going to, you know, have it figured out right away, but, mm-hmm, I'm committed to being in this gray area because I know that the black or white hasn't worked for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and it's just the more,
and have that be my focus.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just amazing how it can bleed over into other parts of your life, right? When, you know, how we do one thing is how we do everything. So if we're black and white, we're black and white in so many areas. And if we can practice being in the gray in this, with this work, then we can, our whole mind and our whole life can open up.
Oh yeah. I've noticed that, you know, all or nothing kind of, and then I procrastinate, yeah, and
stuck, right. And it's like, okay, if you can get unstuck in one area, then think about the possibilities for
in others. Well, like you said, talked about earlier before you started coaching, the indecision, I'm like, oh, I even wrote it down. Mm-hmm. I'm there.
Yes.
So, and that's, many times.
And that's stuckness, right? That's being stuck is yeah, that's what indecision is that you're stuck. You're procrastinating. I literally have these pictures that I have been needing to hang on the wall for months and months and months that are sitting around my house, you know, leaned up against things. And yep, it's because
me too. They're in my closet.
Yes. So we all have those things. And it's because
just the same, and it's great. And now it's like, oh boy.
But those are all just, I was looking on an Instagram page for another life coach, and she does home organizing and things like that. And like she said, clutter, this was so good. She said, clutter are decisions that need to be made. That's all clutter. Wasn't that good?
I'm going to write that down when I listen again. Because even in my classroom, I have these little pockets of clutter. And on Friday, I got to clean some out. And it's like, yeah, that's exactly what it's. It's just throwing things in drawers.
Clutter is just decisions, mm-hmm, that haven't been made yet. And if we just make decisions on basically whether to keep it or toss it, or, you know, and if we want to keep it, what to do with it. And that's what all these pictures are for me. You know, it's clutter. It's decisions that need to be made. It's nail, you know, I need to decide what kind of nail to use and what kind of tool and where to hang it. And
a stud, you need a stud finder.
I mean, but the, but even just sitting here talking about it, it's like, oh my gosh, it's just so much. I mean, I'm still got my work to do on it, right? But
let me watch a movie instead. Right. You just put it aside.
Yes. So good.
I think maybe that all or nothing thinking also kind of like, I have to do all of these things on the tracker. Right. It keeps me from making any kind of decision or movement because that's where I'm living.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
You're thinking all, it has to be all or it is nothing. And you're basically choosing nothing right now.
Right.
Thinking that, oh, but I can't do all. I mean, that's too hard. That's too much. And so if the only two choices are all or nothing, I'm choosing nothing right now. And like with my pictures, I'm choosing nothing. You know, I could choose to hang one picture up and then the rest of them could sit there. Right. But my thing is, no, I need to hang up all of them at one time. Mm-hmm. And that's way too much. That's way too overwhelming, all that kind of stuff. And so I'm choosing nothing. And it's just taking ownership of that, of saying, okay, I'm choosing the nothing side right now.
Yeah.
Choosing to stay stuck and just taking ownership of that. And then, okay, is this where I want to be? Or is it time to start making some decisions?
Yeah.
I'm gonna post up on Facebook all the pictures that I've hung up.
Maybe one a week.
One a week, right? Yes.
In thinking about that, I mean, even with the hunger scale, back to that, it's even if it wasn't every single meal, even if it was, I get it.
I was saying with Corey, where it's like just one more day of following the plan per week. You know, she's got three down. Let's work on four. And your brain goes to, oh, no, we need to do all week.
Yeah. Seven, right?
Yeah. Like, okay, let's focus on one meal. We don't have to do all three. But,
and this worked for you. So it can work for me.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm right. Proof.
Right.
A lot of times my compelling reason, a lot of times my compelling reason I write up on my plan is just to be an example to you all of just working on figuring it out and letting you know that it's possible. It's possible and it's not ever a perfect situation, but I got out of that stuckness and out of that inaction and into action. And that's what we want for you all.
And I appreciate
that gray area. Yeah.
Yeah. In that gray area.
Gray area. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So
thanks, Betsy.
All right. See ya.
So good. All right. Thanks. Bye.
I didn't get her actual name. It just said McChill. if McChill, what was your name? Put it in the chat. Because I don't know if that's your last name or if that's a nickname or what. So. Okay, we've got time for a little bit more. So Michelle, bring you up.
Hi. Hello.
How are you? Okay. Oh, sorry, Marianne. Marianne was the last caller. I didn't get her actual name. Okay. All right. So what's it?
Well, this one's not food related. It's more like emotion related.
Even though everything is emotion related, right?
Well, I had kind of a bad day at work. Okay. The last day I worked, which was Wednesday. Okay. And I actually see a counselor twice a month. And so I had a session with her. Her advice was I should try to switch my locations. I work at a chain store. Okay.
What do you think about that?
I don't like that solution.
Why not?
because I like where I work. I like most of the people. I just had a isolated incident with one person. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and I agree with you, because if you're talking about just changing locations, that's just changing your circumstance, right?
Right.
In terms
right.
of, we think about the model, it wasn't the location. It's not the location that caused your bad day.
No.
What caused your bad day?
It's the behavior that the manager allows to go on.
That's not what caused your bad day.
No. Oh, me. My actions.
Your thoughts, right? Ultimately, my your thoughts.
Yeah.
Was, if we think about them, are you familiar with the model and how it works?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the circumstance? We know it's a location. You work at a specific location, but what else were the facts of the situation?
I chose, I guess, to act poorly.
And it sounds like some other people said things and did things.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
said something or did yes. something.
Yes.
Right. And we don't even have to get into the details. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't
right.
And I actually coached someone the other day. We didn't even have a circumstance up there. It was just some stuff happened. I think it was at work too. Like some stuff happened.
Yeah.
At work. Doesn't even matter. But it's yeah. all about what you made that mean that created a bad day for you.
Yes.
What did you make all of it mean? I hope I'm not freezing up. It says my internet is not stable, but
just a little. It's fine.
Okay.
And I guess that's what it is. I've been off since Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I don't go back until Tuesday, but like it still is like, so I could just like sit down and just bawl about it again. I'm not over it, you know?
You're over it.
I guess it's because I like it there so much. And I like the location. I like the people, and I don't, I want to make it work.
Why do you want to make it work?
I just really love what I do, and I really like being there. I want to improve the situation. I've had discussion with not the manager in the location, but the district manager. And she's claimed that this is the only store that the people that work there act this way.
Okay.
So I've already discussed it with her.
that's just the circumstance, right? Is that people
yeah.
stay and do things at this location.
Yeah.
And you can decide that I love what I do. I love working at this location, and I'm going to make it work. I mean,
yeah.
you've already got thoughts.
Yeah.
So how does that feel when you think, I love what I do. I love where I work. I'm going to make this work. How does that feel?
That it feels empowering. It feels like I can do it. I've already had one run-in with this person, and I've already apologized and been the bigger person. And it just, I guess it's just disappointing that it's still happening. I mean.
But that's wanting other people to change.
Yeah.
Right? For you
yeah.
to feel better.
Yeah.
And so again, that circumstance doesn't have to change. They might do it again.
Yeah.
But you can always go back to, you know, you have the power because you're empowered. You have the power to think, but you know what? I love this. I love where I am. And
yeah.
you've dealt with it before. I mean, you have things in that action line that you know, you already know what you need to do. Apologize, other things.
It just gets harder.
But that's because you keep thinking that it's hard. That's because you keep thinking that it shouldn't be happening again.
Yeah.
But what if it absolutely should be happening again, and this is how you become a better person,
yeah,
a better employee, a better manager, a better whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, this is another opportunity for me to remind myself how much I love my job, how much I love working where I do and all of this kind of stuff. And this is another opportunity for me to practice problem solving, building skills that could carry me into whatever career I want.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, that's an option, right? To think about it that way.
Yes, it is.
And not wanting someone else to change, not resisting what's happening.
Yeah.
When you can't control that. That's unempowerment, right? Is wanting to change, or whatever the word, you know, disempowerment.
Yeah.
Is when they just shouldn't do that anymore. This yeah. shouldn't be happening again.
Yeah. And I guess, yeah.
It's like, no, I mean, it absolutely could be, and it is happening again. So yeah. resisting what is happening is, that's exhausting and.
Yeah. So. I guess I was just irritated with myself that it's just taken me this long to get over it. I don't know. Well, I guess I can't get over it until I'm put in that situation again.
And that's another layer of judgment that you're putting on yourself.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, you've got this thing that you're working on, and then you're thinking, I should be over this sooner. No, it's taking as long as it's taking. And you're building all of these skills and you're learning all of these things about it. And so it's just it's dropping that judgment. It's just like when you have an overeat or whatever it is, right? It's just like, no, I'm not going to add a layer. Kathy always calls it that layer of tar. And you're laying, like you're adding a layer of tar on top of what is already going on. No, I'm just working on it. It's going to take as long as it takes. Now let's get to the real issue of what to deal with and what to work on. And you're doing it. And it's going to take as long as it takes. And it doesn't say anything about you if it takes longer than it did last time. Maybe it needs to take longer so that you can build some more skills and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Okay?
That makes me feel better. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, Valerie, we have time for you, and then I'll answer a few more questions before we get out of here.
Hi.
Hi. Let me ask you to start your video.
Okay.
There you are. Hi.
Oh, hi.
What's going on?
Well, I'm turning 50 this year, mm-hmm. and so I wanted to set a goal to run a marathon. And I ran a half marathon last year after not running for a couple of years, and it was pretty hard. So I decided I would hire a trainer. Mm-hmm. And the trainer once says, you know, I have to build muscle and in addition to running. Mm-hmm. So they gave me like a plan of food that I'm supposed to eat. And it's, you know, your carbohydrates, proteins, and vegetable. And I'm supposed to eat 6 meals a day. And so I'm kind of struggling with, like, do I follow my hunger or do I follow the plan that they gave me?
Mm-hmm. Have you talked to them about this, about any of this in terms of what they
Yes. Say? And they say, you know, if you want to build muscle, you know, you have to eat this way. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know anything about building muscle. So I, you know, it's kind of a struggle because I'm like, do I follow what, and I've kind of been like back and forth for the last couple of months of like not really doing anything. Cause I'll be like, I'm going to follow my hunger. And then I'm like, oh, I should really be eating what they taught me to. And so I kind of vacillate back and forth and I'm not really getting anywhere.
We're kind of in that stuck, right? Stuck yeah. is kind of a common theme we've got today.
Yeah.
You know, where you're kind of staying stuck. So, okay, here's the deal. I'll be perfectly honest. I am not an expert on marathon fueling or.
Me either.
Yes. And so let's just figure this out, right? In terms of, I mean, and really another theme for today is just kind of making decisions, right? Where it's mm-hmm. just like, okay, you've got a decision to make. Are you going to do what they say? Are you going to continue to follow the P&P 4 basics? Or there's, you know, it's somewhere, it could be somewhere in between in terms of, you know, figuring that out. So there's not, you know, this isn't really necessarily binary. You know, it's just a matter of kind of, you've got to decide what you're going to work on figuring out. So what do you think if you had to just make a decision right now,
what would it be?
Well, it would be to follow my P&P.
Okay. I mean, and here's the thing. Just try that for like a week or two.
Okay.
Right? I mean, there's nothing to say that if you just make that decision today, that you can't change your mind in a couple of weeks.
Right.
But, you know, I say go for it in terms of just like make this decision, continue to listen to your body, and then give it, you know, maybe give yourself a deadline, like just a couple of weeks, and then I'm going to reassess. Now, if something, you know, if you need to change your mind beforehand, you can, but just say you're just going to give yourself a couple of weeks, assess, you know, really keep really good data in terms of how you feel, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And then just reassess and go from there.
Okay.
In terms of what you want to do. But, I mean, I just think that it's a matter of listening to your body, you know, in terms of your hunger scale and just listening to how you feel. That's a good practice no matter what you're doing, whether you're training for a marathon or train, you know, or doing anything else. And so, and part of that is not necessarily your hunger scale, but just also assessing your energy level and your, you know, how your runs are going and all that kind of stuff. And so I just think you just kind of commit to that and then you reassess in the future and then go from there. And I would recommend that like in 2 weeks that you either get back on with one of us or post and ask coaches kind of how it's going. And then we can help you from there. But okay. I just think, you know, there's not a right answer.
I know. So just make
it. make a decision and then try it and be okay with, you know, if it's not the right decision, then you can always reassess and make another decision later.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that just was easy. Make a decision
and commit to it for a certain amount of time and then move forward from there.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye. All right, let's see. Marathon training. All right, y'all, let me answer a few other questions and then we'll get out of here because I've got to get back to the training. How do you tell the difference between a +2 and a +3? Jill, I want you to go back to the hunger scale lesson in No BS. And there is a cheat sheet, kind of a hunger scale cheat sheet that gives you all kinds of common, I don't even want to say common, but it's just possibilities for physical, mental, and emotional signals of your +2, your +3. It goes all the way from -10 to +10. But here's the thing about the hunger scale. Everyone is a little bit different. Everyone is a little bit different. So you've got to figure it out for you. And really, but for me, I'll just tell you kind of what it is for me. Since I was talking about kind of eating to +3 as opposed to eating to +2 last week, a couple of times at dinner, I just was a little bit more aware of like pressure in my abdomen area. When I'm eating to +2, there's just a very slight pressure. And I always feel we talk about with +2 a lot of times you feel like you could do yoga if you wanted to, you could go for a brisk walk. And when I was at +3, I was like, ooh, all I want to do is sit on the couch because I've got this pressure on my stomach. So that's kind of how I think about my +3, where there's just a little bit extra pressure on my abdomen. And then I'm also, when I think about what I'm thinking at +3, I'm thinking, ooh, I ate a little bit too much. Just ate a little bit over. But I'm never beating myself up because I'm always learning from it, right? Let's see. I'm just going to go through here. I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas. That's where I'm in Nashville right now, but I live in Little Rock, Arkansas. Corinne and Kathy are the only ones who live in Nashville. Let's see. Mary says, I felt overwhelmed with all the info. I've been doing No BS, but I'm not ready to start the second module. Totally okay, Mary. I pretty much keep up with the first 60 days. Sometimes I catch Zoom calls and check out Facebook to see what's going on in the community. Mary, here's the deal. I want you to kind of set your priorities in terms of PNP stuff. And for you, it's almost like you, you really kind of, the way you talked about things, that's where I want your priorities to be. No BS is number one. If you don't watch another Zoom call, if you don't get on the Facebook page for another 6 months or a year, and you're just focused on no BS and doing the four basics, that's where I want you to be. First 60 is great little bonus bites of information, but it's absolutely not necessary. It's totally optional. Zoom calls are totally optional. This, if any of you all are not doing it, you know, not doing no BS, you know, Corinne talks about this, right? Get off this call right now and go click, press play on no BS. You know, this call today is totally optional and bonus. Let's see. So yeah. And then of course, Facebook and all the community aspect, that is like, we call that recess. No BS is school. Facebook page is recess. So what your priority should be is no BS. Absolutely. Mary says, I feel like I can't be focused on the four basics now. I find it hard to use the planner. What would you recommend? Might it be good to go over the four basics and no BS again? Yes, absolutely, Mary. You don't have to get out of phase one anytime soon. They will always be there for you. They're not going anywhere. So if you're still wanting to just get really focused in on those four basics, I want you to absolutely just stay in phase one of no BS right now. You're never behind. It's not going anywhere. It will be there when you are ready. And then the other thing you can do if you're having a hard time using the planner is to do that planner course. If you go to pnptribe.com, the front page, you don't have to press anything else. pnptribe.com, the front page, gives you a link to orientation. I'm assuming you've gone through orientation, Mary. You better have. But if you're in no BS, you did. And if you're in Facebook, you did. You've got your planner, but there's also that planner course that gives you step by step, goes section by section of the planner. But I'm not saying you got to fill out the whole planner at the start. You don't even have to use the planner at the start. You can use a piece of paper and just scribble down what you plan to eat that day. You don't even have to put it in the planner. So that planner course gives you all the information there if you want to use the planner, but you don't have to. And then the next thing on that front page is no BS. And again, phase one. You can just stay in phase one as long as you want to really get in focused on those four basics. And then you can move on to phase two. But you want to move on eventually, because phase two gets into all of the thought work. And there may be some thoughts that you need to work on. And that's why you're struggling with some of the four basics, right? So you eventually want to move forward, but only when you're ready. All right, guys, I got to get out of here and get back to the training, but we are here. We are still checking in on everything. We're still answering Ask Coaches. Any of you all who had some questions in the Q&A that I didn't get to, just pass those on, move those on over to Ask Coaches. I will be back. It is going to be all Betsy all the time this week. I will be back on Wednesday with office hours again, Wednesday from 5 to 7. And then Coach Kathy will be back for a Q&A. So if y'all want to save your questions for Kathy on Thursday, she's going to be doing the Q&A on Thursday evening. So, but we are here, we're checking in on you guys. So, we're not going anywhere. So, all right, guys, take care. And this call will be up. The replay will be up soon, and you can check out anything that you missed. So, all right, guys, take care. Bye.